It's time to step into Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
Joining me today is Gary Smith, president of Jolly Time. Gary, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I appreciate being on.
And I can't believe it's already the month of October and time to talk about popcorn.
Well, October is popcorn popping month, so this is a good time to talk about it.
Well, you know, Jolly Time, you've been around a long time. Tell us a little bit about, give us a brief history.
Sure, I'd love to. The company was founded 102 years ago by my great-grandfather, so I'm fourth generation of my family in the popcorn business. And he was a real entrepreneur. He was a drugstore owner, and he owned a telephone company. And actually, he worked for Bell Telephone when he started the American Popcorn Company, and we make Jolly Time popcorn. That was in 1914, and it started in the basement of his home in Sioux City, Iowa. And that is, Sioux City is still our home, although we grew out of his basement some time ago. But anyway, Jolly Time is a nationally known brand. We invoice customers in all 50 states, and you can find our product in about 30 countries around the world.
Now, you have a variety of popcorn. I mean, you've developed over all the years. And so what's the latest in Jolly Time popcorn?
Well, thank you for asking. Our latest is a product called Simply Popped, and it is a microwave popcorn that is made with four simple ingredients. Those ingredients are popcorn, palm oil, sea salt, and butter, and that's it. And obviously, we're trying to attract that consumer who's looking for clean labels, Anyway, it's a delicious product. It's a standard butter product. It would not be considered low fat. It's, but it is a clean labeled ingredient statement product. And we started introducing it in July. It takes time. You can't just hit the whole country overnight. So we're getting acceptances of the product as we speak.
That's great. You know, popcorn's also a favorite for gluten-free people.
Absolutely. Popcorn is gluten-free, always has been. That's right.
And with that, the fat craze sometimes gets a little out of hand because from a lot of people that I've interviewed and talked with, fat is okay.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have a line of low-fat products called Healthy Pop that has had a Weight Watcher endorsement for about 8 years or so, and it's been a great product for us and widely distributed and widely accepted. But we can see low-fat sales go down. I think the trend is against low-fat products, and you just got to limit your fat. You don't have to eliminate it.
Let's talk about the variety that you have available, though. I know one of my faves is that kettle corn.
Well, yeah, we've got our best seller is Blast of Butter, and it's a movie theater butter, heavy butter, indulgent product, and you're not going to look at the fat content on that particular label, but it is a delicious product and has been a top seller in the country for nearly 20 years already. And so that's on the kind of the heavy extreme or the indulgent extreme. And as I mentioned, we do very well with our Healthy Pop line of products, which are the low fats. And within that, we have butter flavors, and we have kettle corn, and we have 100-calorie bag. And then we have a product called Kettle Mania that is a microwave kettle corn, and it's more distributed in the western half of the United States. I think you'd have a little more trouble finding it in the Northeast. But those would be our biggest selling items. Actually, we've had a cheese product called the Big Cheese, and it also is an indulgent product. And the last 3-4 years, that product has really taken off. And again, I think it's that same trend we touched on, a little bit away from the low-fat, more to the full-fat products.
Years ago, people used to just get corn, popcorn, and you put it in a pot on your stove, and you're shaking. We've come a long way. I know the Whirly Pop is out there for that old-fashioned way of cooking corn. Not everybody still cooks corn in a microwave.
No, that's right. It depends on how you want to measure it, but roughly about 20 to 25% of the consumers still pop popcorn in a traditional manner, whether it's be in a Whirly Pop, one of the more traditional electric corn popper, or a skillet on the stove. They all work just fine, and of course, there are some people who it's not as popular as it was 20 years ago, but there's still people who hot air popcorn, and there's very few calories in popcorn itself. The calories and the fat come from the oil, obviously.
Right.
And so if you really want to fill with no fat at all and very few calories, then you air pop popcorn and sprinkle on a salt flavor of some sort, and you can lose a lot of weight using popcorn that way. But more traditionally, people do pop it on the stove and melt a little butter on top and a little salt, and off you go.
Do you think it matters if you get the popcorn that comes ready to go in the microwave, if you just take that and put it in the traditional Whirly Pop?
Oh, it would work.
Yeah, sure.
It's all pre-measured for you.
It
worked just fine, yeah.
The corn is the corn. You know, I'm amazed also how far we've come with people that flavor popcorn. I mean, I've seen Parmesan popcorn, garlic.
Well, popcorn, think about it. Popcorn has a pretty neutral taste.
And
people do have it. I mean, that's been the beauty of popcorn for generations is, you know, caramel corn and popcorn balls and marshmallow corn and Parmesan and garlic and ranch. And, you know, literally any flavor can go on popcorn. But you do see a lot of people with it that if they have a particular spice that they'll use on popcorn.
I think what I really like about popcorn is that it is a fun food. No matter where you're at, what type of event you're hosting, you bring out a bowl of popcorn and it just makes people smile.
Well, maybe that's why our brand name is Jolly Time.
There you go.
But that is true. It's a family gathering food.
It's a
playful food. You watch it when you're watching movies or playing cards or a card game. You know, it's an after cool snack, a school snack when mom and the kids are, you know, kind of slowing down from the day. And, it very much is a family fun product. And it's not a very serious product. I mean, it's popcorn.
Yes, exactly. I think that's great. We're talking with Gary Smith, president of Jolly Time. What's the website, Gary?
www.jollytime.com.
Well,
and you'll see all sorts of stuff. We have a 4-minute anthem video that really does do a nice job of telling the history of the company. You can find some coupons. Recently, we were on the Today Show, and that segment was on the page. I'm not sure if it still is, but you'll find, you know, it's a typical menu page, but I really do want to point people toward that video because we're very proud of it.
That's great, Gary. It's always a pleasure talking to you about popcorn, one of my favorite fun foods.
Well, let's do it again next year during Popcorn Month.
Okay, Gary, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Get the details at toniaskitchen.com.